the thing is, he's already bad enough that he really can't carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
Because he just gets confused, and you can't really ask him, why are you spitting out your medication? Because he won't even remember spitting it out or that you gave it to him. And and then my grandmother, this is just here's something that is kind of funny.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's already bad enough that he really can't carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2279 of the BFO for Monday, the 24th of October, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, we had a real busy weekend, and I'm going to tell y'all about it. Yes, Big Fatty? Hello, never too late as Big Fatty. Are you late? No. Well, I am a little late. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're never too late as because, almost 8 p.m. in the evening on a Sunday night as I'm recording this, which is a little late for Big Fatty. Big Fatty, but you had a good excuse. I did have a good excuse. And y'all, I guess the best way to tell you about my good excuse is to start to tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday night when I recorded the Fall Right show. And y'all, when I went to the coal mine on Fall Right, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, I had, before I went in that morning, I checked my recipe. For my lemon chicken soup. And y'all, I didn't have all the ingredients. So y'all, Big Fatty, do you need to go vomit? No, I'm just a little gassy. Big Fatty, you're more than a little gassy. During my lunch hour, since I wasn't able to get my, chicken tender submarine sandwich on hot day, y'all, I decided to give it to another chance at the Vonzies. So y'all, during my lunch hour, I went to the Vonzies. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Manny, we hear it. On for right. Yeah, I went back to the Von Zee's. I had to pick up a few other items, and y'all, I decided to Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I looked at the circular again, and y'all, there were some things that were on sale that I had missed, the first time around. So I picked up some spinach. You gotta have the baby spinach, and you know, it was on sale. So I've got a bag of that. Y'all, I didn't have any of the orzo pasta. So I got a little box of that. Y'all, they had the Oscar Mayer bacon bits on sale. Y'all, I figured I'd make me a spinach solid. Big Fatty, spit it out with the leftover spinach. Y'all, they had a boneless chuck roast. It was buy one, get one free. And so, y'all, I picked one of those up while I was there. Y'all, they also had the Kraft dressings, buy one, get one free. I got a Parmesan pesto and a Greek vinaigrette. And y'all, I also got some Von's East feta cheese to have on a solid as well. Got another onion, and I got my chicken chicken tender submarine sandwich. Y'all, I spent $27.04, but I saved $17.44. Big Fatty! Gussie and y'all, I also realized that I didn't have any chicken for my chicken lemon chicken soup. So y'all, I had decided that I was going to go to the Sam's Club after work for right. And get me one of those rotisserie chickens. And, yeah, I thought I'd beat the crowd, as they say. And, y'all, but I was also running low on gas. $1.98 is what I paid for the gasoline. Big Fatty, we hadn't had a gasoline report from Jeremiah lately. Well, maybe he'll call in with one. $1.98. And, y'all, I picked up my rotisserie chicken and a couple of other things. Y'all, they were out of the good coffee there. I usually get a bag of that, whether I need it or not. anyway, came home that evening, and y'all went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres on a Friday evening. Y'all, then I came back to the villa, and y'all started making my lemon chicken soup. It was just lovely. And y'all, the pot is sitting there, and it's bubbling and boiling and everything. And then I take it off the heat, and y'all, I go and I get ready to put it into the ice box, and I realized that I had forgot to put the chicken in it. Ready? But y'all, the pot was so full there wasn't any room for the chicken. Y'all, what I'm gonna do is I pulled the chicken off the bones, and so what I'm gonna do is when I fix me some soup, I'm just gonna put some chicken in the bowl and put some soup in on top of it, and then after I've had a couple of bowls, then there'll be room for the rest of the chicken to go in. Big Fatty, you've got a solution to everything. That's right, a solution to everything. Yes, Big Fatty. That evening, y'all, the weather has turned chilly, here in Charleston, and y'all, I popped that window in the love chamber open, and, y'all, I just slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, the entire neighborhood smelled the baby poop. No, there was no baby poop. Anyway... y'all then on, and I got a testimonium from the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy, saying that they would be in probably around midday on Saturday. So y'all, I got up Saturday morning and I had my breakfast, read the newspaper, and y'all, they arrived, I guess, about 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely to see Jay and Ron, and y'all, we went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres. Ron hadn't seen Fat Acres since before. I don't know. There have been a lot of improvements since Ron has seen Fat Acres, and Jay has been here one time since, and he got to see the changes that have been made with the houses going up and all. But y'all, we just had a nice little nipple walk, and the air was crisp. It was crisp, and we had a lovely little walk. And y'all, I had told them that we were going to go to a place called the Page's Okra Grill, and y'all, but it's always jam-packed crowded. I said, well, what we'll do is we'll get there as soon as it opens. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people like to eat early, and y'all, it opened at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all, they had had a little snick-a-snack before they left Haunt Cubs hats, and so, you know, they weren't terribly hungry or anything, so it worked out just just nice. And y'all, we went for the nipple walk, and I think the haunt cub took a little nip a nap, and Ron and I solved all the problems of the world. We sat up and we just natted. We had a natta fest, and y'all had watched a little bit of the sports ball and all, and y'all then we were off to the Page's Okra Grill. Y'all, we had a lovely supper. Started off with a, I don't remember exactly what it was. It was like crab and shrimp dip, and there was some soup involved. And y'all, then we all got the chicken and waffles, and Big Fatty got his own plate, and then they decided to share because they were gonna have they had the soup. They had the soup. They shared some soup, and Big Fatty, the old people, love to share a cup of soup. And then we had dessert. They had some sort of Oreo cake, and Big Fatty had the banana pudding. And y'all, I brought half of my chicken and waffles home, and I'm gonna have that for my breakfast Monday morning. Yes, Big Fatty. So by the time you're hearing this, I'll already be belching that up. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, then we came back here to the villa, and y'all, we recorded an episode of The Gays. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then Big Fatty, he fucked it up, so we had to record a second. We had to re-record an episode of The Gays. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you're going to get to hear that a little bit later in the week. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or Wednesday, but you'll get to hear it this week. Then we were all on that Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, it was a small contingent. It was the three of us and Gavin and David, that Blue Jeans guy. Big Fatty, was Jim giving somebody a hand? No, I think he went to some sort of a high school reunion or something like that. I don't know exactly what it was. But y'all, that Ed Chan was in the chat room, and y'all, he was posting the pone. Posting the pone, and it was lovely. Then, y'all, we were off to the Connections. We were off to the Connections, and Durwood and Granny and Big Dick were there. And, y'all, I don't know exactly. I don't know exactly how this came up, but, y'all, Granny was in rare form. Well, first of all, Pocketbook. Pocketbook got there, and, y'all, of course, the shots started. And Pocketbook goes, "Oh my Lord, I am already overserved." And then he looked at his phone and he went, "Oh Lord, it's only 9:30." And y'all, it went downhill from there. Is all I've got to say. But y'all, as the evening progressed, the shots flowed, y'all. Let me just tell you, Pocketbook said was talking to Granny, and Granny said something. And Pocketbook says T-R-U-T-H, and Granny goes, "You don't even know how to spell." And then y'all, there was a pause, and everyone was just kind of taken aback. And then Granny realized that he didn't know how to spell. So y'all, Granny didn't know how to spell the word truth. And Durwood spelled T-R-U-T-H, and Granny, "You don't know how to spell." And so y'all, from that point forward, it was everything was T-R-U-T-H. So y'all, and every time it would come up, we'd all just cackle. It's almost like Mr. Cackle was there. Yes, Big Granny. And y'all, then we just had a lovely evening, and then we all came back here to the villa, and Jay and Ron, they retired to their boudoir, and Big Fatty went to the love chamber, and y'all then we got up Sunday morning, had a few little cinnamon rolls and some Corfree, and y'all, then they were off on their way back home, and Big Fatty washed the sheets and the towels, and yes, Big Fatty, they slept like babies in that boudoir. And y'all, then as the afternoon progressed, Big Fatty was on the on the dating apps, and then all of a sudden this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Oh, okay, a gentleman called Squeaky Gentleman Caller finally getting some action. Yes, Big Fatty, he's very happy. Y'all, I'm going to tell you. Okay. Y'all, I didn't realize it at the time, but this was somebody that lives up in the Cola, that was down, in Charleston that Big Fatty had been talking to for a while. And, we were both very interested in each other. And y'all, he came over here to the villa. And y'all, it was about as perfect as it could get, is all I can say. And y'all, by the time he left, everybody was hot and sweat. Benny, we don't need all the details. But y'all, it was just lovely. And chalk that one up. Straight Bob. Put that one on the list is all I got to say. Okay. And needless to say, he's coming back to Charleston a little more often. He was in town for a friend's celebration of exiting the birth canal or something like that. Y'all, speaking of that, Big Fatty got a share, and then Durwood and I, we went to with one of our friends. We went back to the Bonefish Grill, took him to supper for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Granny couldn't be bothered. Y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And, y'all, this friend of ours, he had never been to the villa. So, after supper, y'all came over here, gave him a little tour of the villa. And, y'all, talked to the hats. And, now I'm recording the little show. Y'all, it was a very, very, very lovely weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, with that wonderful weekend, there was also some terribly sad news that came along this weekend also. Y'all, Sunday, I got a Twitter message from Mr. Tim Kumal, who is the patron saint of the BFO, and he sent me a message, and he's told me that I can share this on the little show, so I'm not breaking any confidence or anything here. His mother passed away on Sunday, and he says that his mom passed away Sunday morning after a long battle with cancer. I'm glad I could be here in Texas for 10 days with her and with my family when she passed. I was able to take her to a family reunion this past weekend, and that is what we think she was living for. She had a wonderful time and then started going down a couple of days later. And now comes the fun of dealing with settling her estate. He's going to be down there in Texas for another week to get the process started before he heads home. And then there's going to be a memorial service later on for all that. And it's been something that's been going on for about 3 years. And her wish is that she could live at home in her last days rather than going in a nursing home, and she was able to do that. So, we're sending our best out to Mr. Tim Kumal, and y'all keep him in your thoughts in a really rough time, because y'all, he's a good man, and this is something that we all will go through, and we send out our love to him.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.